Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your daily Nerd Devo. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. The show Star Trek has been inspiring and capturing the imagination of fans for over 50 years. Gene Roddenberry's vision of a wagon train to the stars painted a picture of an idealized humanity, where over the course of the next few hundred years, we could look forward to economic and geopolitical borders on Earth just making way as humanity's insatiable desire to explore and understand the galaxy in a way that brings an evolved message of peace and unity, literally where no man has gone before. The mission of Starfleet is a peaceful one, and that's a fact that the show reminds us of often. But for a show built around the idea of a utopian future for humanity, they sure did fire phasers and photon torpedoes a whole heck of a lot. You see, there were some baddies on a weekly basis who clearly did not get the Great Bird of the Galaxy's memo that this show was supposed to be a peaceful one. The path to a new place, whether it's a strange new world or just a deeper walk in your faith, whether we want to admit it or not, is fraught with resistance. The idea of forging into the unknown is going to come with uncertainty and moments of difficulty, perhaps even danger. In these moments, please remember that on our way to peace, on our path to promise, we're going to often, if not always, experience some resistance. Whether it's circumstances that just don't want to go our way, or people who just oppose us and try to stand in our way, like they get out of bed in the morning and their main mission is just to frustrate our goals, or even, and especially, our own mind and emotions and flesh that resist the will of God. But remember, we are called to keep moving forward, even if it feels like, we cannot do it, Captain, we don't have the power. Even when it feels like we're surrounded by the Cardassians and the Borg and the Romulans and the Orion pirates all at once, we have to keep our shields of faith up and keep moving forward. Even if all we can muster is basic impulse power. And although we seek peace, we also have to be prepared to defend ourselves and overcome. There's a whole brave new world out there for us, but it won't come easy. That's why Paul reminds us in 1 Timothy 2 to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Remember, challenge won't always come our way, but when it does, we too have spiritual photon torpedoes and we shouldn't be afraid to use them. Again, Paul equates this journey to a battle when he tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:12 to fight the good fight of faith. That word means struggle, a fight, this exerted effort. It basically means that this continuing mission to boldly go won't be easy all the time, and it might not always be fun. But I will say this, it will be worth it, even when it's tough. You gotta get the spiritual phasers and make it work. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Till next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.